Millen to Round Lake, regular board meeting, February 29th, 2016.
Good evening. I'd like to call the meeting to order. It's February 29th of the Millen to Round Lake Board of Trustees. At this time, the mayor is very regret that he had missed tonight. Very sorry. So in his absence, I need a motion for a president pro tem to my meeting.
So moved.
Motion by Trustee Foy, second by Trustee Creel. Roll call.
And just to clarify, who is the motion for?
Mr. Newby.
Okay.
Trustee Foy.
Yes.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Kiley.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
Trustee Trevon.
Aye.
I'm going to abstain from my vote.
Abstain?
Yeah. Okay. Welcome, everybody. I'd like to have a roll call vote.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Kiley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez?
Present.
Trustee Trippin?
Present.
Or should I call you Mayor Pro Tem?
President Pro Tem.
President?
Yes.
Okay.
Just call it Your Honor.
Yeah.
Your Honor.
Trustee Crayley, thanks for joining us. Right. Here's to the flag. To the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Let's be clear. I'd like to approve of the minutes, 3.1. Approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of February 16th, 2006.
Second.
Okay, moved by Trustee Fry, seconded by Trustee Chopra. Any discussion, corrections? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I'd like to abstain because I was not here.
Okay, one abstention. Okay, thank you. Motion carried. Under public comments, do you have any public comments tonight? Hearing none, we'll move on to the consent agenda. We're going to need a motion for the following consent agenda. 5.1, approval of accounts payable in the amount of $125,384.83. 5.2, approve the payroll for the period ending February 21st, 2016 in the amount of $144,034.91. 5.3, adopt a resolution authorizing the appointment of Wade Ferenc to the Illinois Municipal Retirement Fund authorized agent for the Village of Round Lake. And 5.4, adopt an ordinance amending the fiscal year end April 30th, 2016, the employee compensation plan. Have a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Trustee Crayley, seconded by Trustee Rodriguez. Roll call.
Trustee Crayley.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
Trustee Trevon.
Aye.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Sorry.
Okay. 6.1, first office.
Just a reminder, early voting started today. It'll be Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 9 to 2, and then it goes through March 12th. And then the next board meeting will not be until March 21st, mm-hmm. Monday. So, see you in 3 weeks.
Yep. Okay, under the administrative section, 7.1, adopt no March State Bank Resolution updating signatures.
Second.
Motion by Trustee Crayley, seconded by Trustee Trippin. Do you all in favor on that one? Roll call.
Trustee Crayley?
Aye.
Trustee Newby?
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez?
Aye.
I don't know what it is.
It's no money.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 7.2, Solid Waste Agency of Lake County, Future Electronics Recycling Program Discussion. Anybody here from SWACO?
I was charged with some of your honor and before your SWACO is planning to have an emergency meeting on March 3rd to discuss the future of the electronic program, recycling program. What has happened is that recycling has become quite expensive, and SWACO is shouldering battles, extra shoulder expenses. They have one proposal to go ahead and do the program at $110,000 between now and the end of May. The executive committee at SWACO tentatively decided not to run the program, but wants input from its members. Just a couple other notes, and I'm going to state, and then we can open it up for discussion. Tonight, though, really we need to have a clear direction on the electronics recycling program that the board wants to do. But I think in general, we need to think about SWACO and what it means for the village and the future of SWACO in general. But anyways, I talked to Walter Willis this morning, and these are just quick bullet points. One, the manufacturers were to pay for a recycling program, and they are not in the state of Illinois. Commodity prices have decreased dramatically, therefore that's why the cost of the program is going up. There's no money to be made for recyclers anymore, therefore that's why they're charging SWACO. He's making money on, of course, the inside of the TVs, and because the commodity prices are decreasing so much, there's just no value to these commodities anymore. Walter said they need to change the law. They are meeting with Pam Althoff tomorrow, I believe, for a legislative meeting to change the law. If the recycling program, electronics recycling program, is stopped, they would like also to have the ability to then put the TVs in the garbage. I don't know how that works, just letting you know. If we can just do that, or if they have to pay us a state law. So I'm not sure if the SWACO members know that or not either.
There's been talk about a couple of different directions. One is that your garbage collection company would then up their rates to accommodate for the landfill that they would space they're going to be using. And then there's some talk about having SWACO pay for it, which they don't have the budget to pay for it, so that won't work. And then, of course, Pam trying to work some magic downstate to see if we can't get better, what's the word I'm looking for? They're trying to get their companies to do their part, as in other states. For instance, Best Buy used to collect the recyclables, and a short couple of months ago, I think they stopped accepting. And now the only way they'll take your old, like say TV, the only way they'll take your old TV is if you're buying a new TV, and they'll swap out. Otherwise, they won't take the electronics any longer. So one of the other problems that we're going to be facing as a residential area is that we're going to be finding these on our streets. And what are we going to do to get rid of them? Because we too, as a village, can then be, you know, paying the price to get rid of it. So we have some issues about where SWACO is going to go with this and where we're going to go as a village with SWACO, kind of twofold. But I have to vote the issue on the 3rd, so I need really clear direction what you guys want me to do. I can't see us voting.
So you have a vote coming up on March 3rd in your role as a member with SWACO. And what is the vote being taken on March 3rd?
Whether to continue to pay.
To continue the recycling program at all.
Take the recycling program.
But if they don't continue, they're not going to pay about $10,000. So if the executive committee at SWACO says no, there will be a press release on Friday saying there is a no longer a recycling program through SWACO.
And then the village would need to find an alternative to that program?
Every village would have to find an alternative.
By what date? How long would you have?
No time at all.
There is no time.
So the contract would terminate?
It would just
the contract would terminate
in May.
Yes.
But they're already having difficulties with getting some of the tonnage taken. There's become guidelines on how much they can take as towing. And that cut down pretty drastically. And there's fewer places to actually take it to now. Not every village has their own. Like, we haven't had our own in quite a while. Right. We're not a recycling center anymore for our residents. So it's paring down. We're watching it pare down. And now we're looking at the demise of that program.
This isn't going to affect our own recycling.
No.
Through waste management?
This is just for the recycling, where we take like the stuff right out of plastic. Like,
for electronics. But, and that may go away too. I believe that's all I took it. Mainly anything in Lake County would go away.
I'm under the assumption that it's just the electronics recycling.
Yeah, for like plastic, if there's recycling in plastic, that will go away.
Yeah.
It's a grand junction right now.
Right.
Yeah, so I just took a TV over there about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
There's one or two communities that I believe that has a recycling program through their waste hauler. Highland Park is one of them, so this wouldn't impact them. That was brought up too, if you pass some of the costs to the municipalities, but the lecturer said that most municipalities would probably balk at that and then get out. Because what is Swamper doing really close to now? Besides, I think the big one was recycling program, electronics recycling.
Right.
At least there's a lot before. Did you ever have it?
Not a lot.
Before your time, there was a lot of people bringing recycling down to public works.
Okay.
Yeah, because that was, when I redid mine, that's where I took it to. Mm-hmm.
What are we doing with what we found in the village now?
I believe we take it to the nearest Swalco site, which is Grand Township.
Grand Township, that's it.
So we're going to lose that ability with what we're going to be picking up around here, too.
Do we get a lot?
Not a lot. Maybe one or two TVs on the side of the road a month.
But still, you know, people are throwing a boat at us. You're going to see TVs, washers, dryers, refrigerators, things that are flat.
Just wait till we hit the spring clean out. You know, those things. We're going to really feel the...
Well, it's going to be a dump.
Anyway, from a Swalco point of view, the question is, do we want to vote yay or nay to stopping the recycling program?
What's the board's preference?
If we stop it, there has to be an alternative first, and right now there is no alternative, so I think we're stupid to stop it.
That's right.
Then we would be paying for it.
Yeah.
But my question, not just, are you? My question would be, how much would it cost per resident, because you're going to assess them all the same. You know what I mean?
Or yeah, it goes through the waste hauling. Each contract is different. That's what would happen.
But would we add 50 cents a month on somebody's bill an hour? I would think
that's what
I would hope it would be more along that line than reasonable.
Right.
So
that's my question.
If they accepted the landfill, so I thought that was one of the issues too. And again, I don't know if that needs statutes to change. That's why the reason that. And so that program stops tomorrow. Can they go and start living in the landfill? I didn't think so.
I don't think so. I did not get that, Jeff.
I didn't get that either. That now that it's discontinued, they have to go down the state and pass a law to go ahead and put TVs or electronics in the landfills and do something else.
This is all strange because I can remember when we came into it about 10 years ago, they went all over really just to do this and collect all the stuff to keep it out of landfills and recycle everything. And now I think they collected more than they thought they ever were going to do. That was becoming a problem.
So, the direction of the board, Trustee Sergio?
Sergio.
Yay or nay?
Huh?
Yay or nay as far as continuing the program? Nay. Okay, Mr. Crayley?
I
want to
continue with
me. Okay, I feel okay. Trustee Fry?
Continue the program.
Trustee Foy?
I will continue.
And Trustee Trippa?
I say nay.
Nay?
Yeah, that's
don't continue?
No, because we don't know what it's possibly going to cost us as we go forward.
Yeah, we can
we're
always
walking into a cost very blindly,
mm-hmm.
and we have no idea what it is. I think that's kind of that's just my opinion. I think that's an irresponsible jump off of I don't know what.
Well,
I'd like to say no to the program and then figure out how we're going to and what we're going to need to do, because SWALCO is going to be looking for other avenues
mm-hmm.
to help the municipalities, I'm sure.
We have to to make a final decision. We can always change our mind once we research it.
On March 3rd, we're having the executive.
Yes, I know. I'm saying, but if we continue it, we still could have the option to change our mind and have no recycling in the village. We have to make it to make that final decision. If we say no to SWALCO, we got to figure a way to do recycling.
I'm going to tell you right now, as a village administrator, we can't because we need cost prohibitive. You don't understand.
Even if we push the cost up to the resident? We don't know that answer yet, so
we
need to push it.
Right. We don't know
that.
So in other words, our back is up against the wall, and they're holding us hostage.
Right.
We vote on it, yes or no.
They're being held hostage, too, in all fairness, because they're losing the ability to send this stuff up. There's no money coming in, so they're losing their revenue. And we're losing our revenue being a part of SWALCO because we're not collecting, because no one's taking.
But they haven't talked to anybody. I mean, I just haven't had any contact with you, but they haven't talked to anybody that when I continue this program, they come up with some kind of figure, a ballpark figure.
They have talked to a couple of different places, but they don't want to do it because they're not going to get paid to do it.
Right.
There's no money coming in for it. It's going to have to come straight out of the village participation. Now, SWALCO, from the beginning, has always been your participation has actually given you cost, you know, some revenue back. So it's sort of helped you with that program. Now you're not going to get any revenue back. SWALCO's not going to make any revenue on it, so there isn't going to be anybody that's going to make money on it, because the commodity itself is costing. It's just, it's not bringing in money.
And so your opinion to us would be, I know we got a motion on the floor.
No,
there's
no motion
on the
floor.
Okay.
Okay,
so what my question is that how you're saying that as a representative to SWALCO, you're saying that we shouldn't take an action on this now. Or take an action.
I personally think that we should take a no on this, not to continue, because we don't know what cost we could be walking into. We don't know if we can change the cost of what could happen. We don't know anything. So not collecting does not cost us money. Not going forward with SWALCO to do this can't cost us money. If SWALCO goes forward because of the vote, we're going to be a part of whatever those costs are going to be, and we have no way of knowing what those costs are going to be.
I have some information I'd like the clerk to read.
In the packet, there was a letter to the mayor from Steve, and it said that the contract right now runs through mid-May, and then from mid-May through the end of the calendar year, ERI's proposal was an estimated at $110,000. So the vote that's going to be on the emergency meeting is a vote at the no-cost contract with ERI and $110,000, or decide whether to terminate the program. So that's what the vote is.
You're going to get a short-term.
So that's the option. Two options, yeah.
How many homes have you had presently in the village? That we built?
I thought it was 600.
So you're talking from mid-May to the end of the year. So
unless you bought your phone today, I can bet you dime a donut that every phone that's in here right now, they don't make them anymore.
Well,
Yeah. And the same with the television. You know, the TVs next week will have something better than what they got now, and people that have the money are going to spend the money, and we're going to hear whoever said it, our streets are going to be flooded with this stuff.
That's why I took the TV over five weeks ago, my TV went down. I went to go get it fixed, but I got it left. He said, just throw it in the garbage and go buy a new one. He said, it costs you more to get it fixed than
so, and we have two options, option A or option B. Which direction would you like to just the trip on the boat?
Steve, where do you stand on this?
I think I'm going to go with Trustee Trapano's answer.
No. Option B.
Then I'm going to do the same thing.
Let them come back to us and make it
proposal. Let them come back to us.
So can you outline that option concisely? We get a motion on the floor.
Well, actually, Madam Clerk has it.
There is no motion.
There's no motion.
We don't want to make a motion?
No.
Okay. I'll change my vote and say,
it's not really a vote.
Eventually, at some point in time, we have my opinion that we're going to have someone somewhere, we're going to have to come up with some kind of solution.
And I think we're going to have to work on it individually as much as Falco's going to be working on it. And we're going to have to look at some places as well that may be outside the box. But I know Falco's looking very hard.
I would like to leave the leeway to Trustee Tripp on and see what Falco has to say and the numbers. And if you feel you need to vote the option A, then feel free to do so. That's what I would like to do.
So if it looks like there's a remedy to this in the very near future, go with the carrying it for a short while.
Correct.
And if there looks like there's no remedy in the future and we're just going into a deep hole, go with option B.
Correct.
Yes.
That is the directive. Do we need to take a vote on that?
No.
Because I'm voting business. And it could cost.
No, I don't think you do.
Okay. Well, you have to direct the board 5 minutes.
Okay.
What's the direction you're going to get? Okay. Moving on. Nothing to finance, nothing to police, public works. Adopt a resolution authorizing Sabre Manufacturing Company to make repairs to truck 42 in the amount of not to exceed $1,924.35. Motion by Trustee Frye.
Second.
Second by Trustee Foy. Roll call.
President Pro Tem Newby?
Aye.
Sorry. Trustee Rodriguez?
Aye.
Trustee Trippin?
Aye.
Trustee Foy?
Aye.
Trustee Frey?
Aye.
Trustee Cronley?
Aye.
Nothing in community development, nothing in building and zoning. Special event?
Nothing yet to report. We picked the date, obviously, for Arbor Day, and we just sent letters out, so we're going to be following up on the letters. Trustee Newby is going to be following up on the date changes on our time.
Yes.
And we'll be moving forward from there.
Yes. Adam, did you find all the signs?
Not yet.
Okay.
What's the date for everything?
April 30th. April 30th. Okay. So I'd like to see if we can get to it by Wednesday. I'd like to pick them up on Wednesday. It's all possible. And also should be a banner also with that.
I spoke with Laura today. She said she was going to be helping to look for those things and have them ready for roll.
Okay. All right. The mayor's comments, because the mayor is sorry he couldn't be here tonight. So, what are the trustees' comments? Trustee Sergio Rodriguez. Any comments?
The comment that I have is for Chief. I know that last time we had spoken about the presence of police officers at schools during the end of the day. They were there today. Everything was beautiful. We did a great job finding that. Told you, oh, wow, and I did it. You know, and that's where we should write the scheme. Everything went out. Thank you.
Trustee Crowley?
No comments.
No comments for me. Trustee Fry?
No comments from me either.
Trustee Trippard?
Happy leap year day?
Yes.
Oh,
And Trustee Foy?
I'd be glad to give my time to which is Chris
Mayor. All right, great. Thank you all for your comments. No executive session. No additional business. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Trustee by, motion made by Trustee Chopin, second by Trustee Fry. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The meeting adjourned at 7:25 p.m.